For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Today, a surprise admission of failure from Amazon. Practicing brand safety during a war. Ad budgets continue to shift to OTT. The most viewed page on Facebook has been banned. And on the premium podcast, with no ads, more stories, and extended weekend episodes, tap the link in the show notes for more. The 9-10 plan, how one agency switched to a reduced work week and found profits and happier people. It's Wednesday, March 2nd. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. In a surprise announcement this afternoon, Amazon said it is significantly scaling back its brick and mortar operations. The company today said it will close all of its Amazon Books physical bookstores, as well as its Amazon 4-star and Amazon pop-up shops, which sold popular trending items. In total, 68 stores across the US and UK will be shut down. Quoting CNBC, Amazon has gradually launched an array of bricks and mortar concepts, from supermarkets to retail stores, offering branded electronics like Fire tablets and Echo smart speakers. The 4-star stores, in particular, attempted to mesh Amazon's in-store and offline operations by featuring the top-selling products in its web store. But sales growth of the physical stores unit has noticeably lagged the company's overall retail business. Physical stores, which includes Whole Foods and Fresh Outlets, reported lower sales in 2021 than in 2018. Amazon is trimming its physical retail footprint after coming off its slowest growth rate for any quarter since 2001. Shares are down more than 8% so far this year, and the stock was the worst performer in the big tech group last year, unquote. So how is Meta doing when it comes to refuting the idea that Facebook is a platform used to spread misinformation? Yesterday, the company released its widely viewed content list, which shows the most popular posts from the last quarter, and it revealed that the most viewed Facebook page was a page Meta later banned. What is that page? Meta, in its ironically titled transparency report, wouldn't say. Also not helpful, the breakdown of the source of newsfeed content. Posts from friends and family are the most prominent on the chart at about 51%, but that doesn't really tell us much because those posts could be shared from news pages. Same with groups, to be honest. Almost 20% of newsfeed content came from groups, says Meta. But again, those shares could be from news sites or spam or misinformation. And far be it for me to challenge Meta's honesty here, but check these numbers out. Here's what their report said. Quote, most of the views in the US during Q4 2021, 85.4%, did not include a link to a source outside Facebook, unquote. Let's stop there for a moment. 85% of newsfeed content didn't have a link to a source outside Facebook? That seems awfully high, at least in my own anecdotal experience. And let's not forget that Meta is using the literal definition of link here. A bit of misinformation from an outside source, which is posted as an image, as most of these are nowadays, wouldn't be considered by Facebook here. Then, quote, for the 14.6% of views in posts that did include a link, they typically came from a page the person followed, unquote. Okay, math is hard, but let me try this out. 85.4% had no link. 14.2% had a link, but only from pages that that person followed. That's 99.6%. Even if we concede a rounding error, Meta is claiming that in the last quarter, statistically speaking, they showed almost no links from pages a user didn't already follow. Again, anecdotally, but doesn't everybody have some whack job uncle that's posting all sorts of crazy nonsense from bizarre conspiracy sites? Not to mention links to YouTube videos and GoFundMes and all the rest? Color me unconvinced. social media platforms continue to respond to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday, Snap, Meta, and Reddit provided updates on measures taken, some of which impact ad delivery. The updates include Snapchat first. They have halted all ads in Belarus, Russia, and Ukraine, as well as ad sales to Belarusian and Russian entities. But it says due to its, quote, importance as a communications tool, unquote, Snapchat will continue to be offered in those countries. The platform says it will vigilantly monitor its platform for misinformation or misuse. Meta, on the other hand, has worked with Ukraine's state emergency services to launch a free bot on WhatsApp that will provide Ukrainians with reliable information as well as details about what to do in an emergency. Instagram is now offering encrypted one-on-one chats through direct messaging in Russia and Ukraine. And Reddit added some Russia subreddits to its quarantine list. That list restricts communities from being displayed in search results and adds warnings like, this community contains a high volume of information not supported by credible sources. What steps should you be taking to protect your brand? Adweek today has some pretty common sense wisdom on their site. First, ensuring that your advertising doesn't look insensitive by appearing adjacent to war-related content, and pushing platforms to eliminate misinformation. Advertising and even the use of some organic content on social media during wartime can be risky, given the prevalence of unmoderated user-generated content. Many marketers are learning this the hard way. Last week, CNN ran an Applebee's ad on a split screen with live footage from Ukraine. It looked terrible. The network quickly pulled the ad format. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
With the news about websites blocking Russian traffic, some people are asking if the practice can be used as a marketing tactic. For instance, can you block US visitors from seeing your website? Yes, you can. But what effect does that have on your search ranking? Turns out, 99% of the Googlebot crawling originates from the US. So if humans in the US can't see your site, Google's web crawlers can't either. Also, Google search advocate John Mueller confirmed that it would actually be against Google Webmaster Guidelines to show the Googlebot the content, but then display an alert to US-based users saying they are not allowed to see the content based on their location. That said, you can do the opposite, show US-based users content, but hide it from people in, say, Russia, for instance. That would not violate Google's guidelines, because Googlebot does not crawl from Russia. Advertising budgets continue to shift to streaming content, so-called over-the-top spending, often just called OTT, that's streaming video services mostly. Still represents a relatively small percentage of monthly digital spending, because many streaming services are ad-free or have a light advertising load. But according to a new study, OTT advertising is growing. Five streaming services now account for 65% of OTT ad spending last year, with a total of $1.3 billion spent in 2021. The study was done by Media Radar. A small but important update. Google is cracking down on verifying businesses. The company has updated its help document on how to verify your business in Google profiles to say that it, quote, may require you to verify by more than one method, unquote. Verification methods currently include phone or text, email, a video recording, a live video call, or, as most of us have received, that postcard in the mail. Now, the search giant might request that you have two of those methods to verify your business. The SEO tool provider SEMrush has announced that it will be acquiring Compyte. Compyte is an AI-driven solution that helps sales, marketing, and executive teams identify, track, compile, and analyze competitor insights. Its platform provides insights based on monitoring competitors' online presence. SEMrush says its goal with this acquisition is to broaden its professional offerings beyond search marketing-specific tools. Quoting the announcement, the acquisition will expand SEMrush's ability to help its customers beyond their marketing departments, especially considering 88% of Compyte's total user base falls within sales organizations. A couple of social media-related updates to share with you. First, the results are in for the top U.S. mobile networking apps, ranked by downloads. TikTok and Instagram were once again the top U.S. social networking apps of 2021. No real surprise there. TikTok had 94 million downloads, followed by Instagram with 64 million. But here's a surprise. Snapchat took third place, beating Facebook. And Snapchat jumped 10%, actually, in downloads with 56 million. Facebook dropped 11% at 47 million. The data was provided by Insider Intelligence. Second, Instagram is finally rolling out auto-generated captions for feed videos. This feature should now be available for all feed videos, but you will need to turn it on by default. The change will eliminate the need for your brand manager to manually add captions to your video content, which of course makes the platform more accessible to hard of hearing and deaf users, as well as those who prefer watching videos without sound. And finally, some late breaking news. A software engineer has found code in Twitter's app that shows the company is working on bringing podcasts to its service. No confirmation from Twitter, of course, but this does seem to line up with their recent expansion into content, from their Clubhouse clone called Twitter Spaces to their Subspace clone called Review. Nothing interesting to tell you here. I will talk to you tomorrow.
You're a rainstorm on a wildfire, a drop of oil on a squeaky door, the cool side of the pillow at night. You're the joke I've never heard before.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.